Time to go again to the A Moment of Science mailbag. A listener writes, "Dear A Moment of Science, I've heard that it's better for your feet to run without shoes. Is this true? Signed, Shoeless in Seattle."
What? Of course not, Shoeless. That's preposterous.
Actually, Don, there may be something to it.
Come on, Yael. Running shoes are carefully designed to cushion your feet and provide arch support and padding and all that stuff. Run without shoes and you'll tear up your foot on rocks and pebbles.
You'd think so, but studies have shown that running shoes can do more harm than good. See, when you wear running shoes, you tend to land on your heels. Somehow, that's what most running shoes make us do. But run barefoot and you'll naturally land on the balls of your feet. Striking the ground this way is less forceful than landing on your heel. So it's likely that running barefoot may reduce injuries to the knee and lower back.
Okay, but you're still smacking your foot directly on the ground without any padding. Wouldn't this lead to more foot injuries?
Possibly. And of course, it takes time to develop calluses on your feet thick enough to make barefoot running comfortable. And I suppose running in cold weather could be a problem.
So, like most things in science, there's more than one side to this story.
Yep. Running barefoot may have certain advantages, but there are some pitfalls, too.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University, with production support from PENCO.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. That web address, again, is amomentofscience.org. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.